just a human being, yeah. Just a human being, just a human being, yeah. Just a human being. Y'all, listen, come on in the room. Get comfortable and lean in close, okay? Ooh, the past week and some change, it's been raining. It's been a lot of anxiety. It's been a lot of fear. It's been a lot of overthinking. It's been a lot of uncertainty. It's been raining. Now, I can only speak for myself. I don't know who it's raining for right now, but baby, it's been pouring down. And I'm usually a very lighthearted person. I'm usually very vibrant and a happy, bubbly, positive-minded person. But sometimes your girl just be going through it. Life just be lifing. I don't know who this is, who I'm talking to, but listen up. Life be lifing, okay? And I had it placed on my heart to talk about the rain today. To talk about the rain. I always try my best to pray and to meditate on what to talk about with you all week over week. And it came to me where I was just like, we got to talk about something about the rain. We got to talk about the rain today. The rain, the rain, the rain, the rain. When it rains, it pours, right? And let me tell you how I got reassurance as well about talking about the rain today. Today in particular, I was resting. Now, I don't know about you, but I set like 3 alarms in the mornings when it's time for me to get up. Okay. I usually set one for 8. That's just to break me out of my hard, deep sleep, right? Set one for 8:15. That's like the midway point. Like, all right, don't drift back into a deep sleep now. Stay awake. Rest your eyes for like 2 more minutes, but you got to get up soon. And then the 8:30 again. 8:30 is like, all right, like we can't even close our eyes anymore. We can lay here for like 1 more minute, but keep your eyes open this time. And then there's one for 8:45. And 8:45, all right, girl, you really got to get up. You got to wash the sleepy boogers out your eyes and get yourself together, brush your funky teeth, you know, get life together, brew you a cup of coffee, and let's roll on with this day, right? By 9 o'clock, you should be rocking and rolling, right? So today my first alarm goes off, right? And that first alarm that went off had me like, okay, like no problem. First alarm went off. No big deal. You know, I'm up. I'm out of my deep sleep now. So it's cool. Right. My second alarm starts to go off and I'm like, okay, all right, let me get myself together now. And then a minute or two after my second alarm went off, do you remember what time that second alarm was? 8:15. 2 minutes after, 8:17, blaring emergency system, urgent text coming through to my phone. That's just like, take cover now, tornado warning. Like, it's coming for you. Like, you got to get to the bottom level of whatever building you in, get away from the windows now. And next thing I know, everything else is firing off. Google Weather is firing off. Severe weather, like, oh, tornado warning, it's coming. Same thing with my Weather Channel app that I have on my phone. The weather app was blaring at me. So tornado warning, get up, warning. And next thing I know, I'm like, dang, the second I crack my eyes open, I am met with not just rain, not just substantial downpours, but danger. Danger. What do? I jump up off my bed. Like, my adrenaline just kicks in, because anybody that knows me knows that, like, one of my top three worst fears in life is like natural disasters, like getting caught up in like Floodwaters or hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. Like, my heart goes out to anybody that has survived through natural disasters and that have endured it and had to go through those types of things. It's just something terrifying about a strong force of nature that you have no control over, that just comes and ravages through your house, just tears your whole house up. Everything around you gets destroyed, right? And I'm just like, oh my gosh. So what do? I jump up. My adrenaline's rushing. I have not even had a sip of water. My mouth is all dry. I'm just petrified. I'm thinking to myself, I live on the top floor of an apartment building. And I'm thinking to myself, bottom floor where? Bottom floor where? Where can I go to be safe? I don't practice for these types of things. Tornadoes are not a natural occurrence in the territory that I live in on the East Coast. We don't normally get, hurricanes, yes, but it's not flat land over here. We don't get that down south, So I'm like, okay. I grab my blanket. I don't know what led me to, but I grab my iPad, I grab my phone, I grab my Stanley cup, because I was, like I said, I ain't had no sip of water, no nothing, but I was also trying not to drink too much because then I was gonna have to pee. And I don't know about y'all, but when I get scared, I gotta poop. I'm sorry if that's TMI, but my stomach get the rumbling when I'm terrified. My stomach aches. I tense up, and what do? I bolt into my closet. I have like a small walk-in closet in my bedroom, and I bolt into the closet, close the door, and literally, like, not even 5 minutes after getting into the closet and getting on the ground and trying to calm myself down, I kept telling myself, like, deep, slow breaths, like, Lord Jesus, it's raining, it's pouring, it's I could hear the wind and the rain pounding and hammering on the roof, smashing up against my windows. And then to make matters worse, I face the back of my unit, so it's trees back there, and they not no big, strong, sturdy trees. These are some flimsy little trees. Like, I feel like if the wind blow but so much, it's gone, when them limbs gonna snap off, or one of them trees gonna snap up from the ground and tilt over into my unit. And I get so paranoid, y'all. I cannot stand it when it rains too hard. I cannot stand it when it's thunder and lightning, when the winds is blowing. I'm just in the closet in the dark on the floor with my blanket, just trying to calm myself down, trying to breathe through it. And on top of that, like I said, it's been the past couple of weeks for me, dealing with some anxiety when it comes to my work. Like I told y'all before, like, if y'all are new, like, I still work a 9 to 5. So I've been going through some things and some personal challenges there, but I've been keeping the faith and still showing up and not giving up and just trying to take it a day at a time and improve where I can as I can. And so that's been weighing on me. I'll be humble, open, and transparent. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm coming out of a financial funk. A lot of people that know me know that I'm also very prideful. I'm not proud that I'm prideful. I don't know if it's a Leo thing, because I am a July Leo, but I do not like asking people for help. I feel like a burden. I don't like, it's got to be life or death. And I'm chunky, I'm BBW, I ain't missing no meals for real, so skipping a meal a day ain't gonna really hurt me too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if I'm fasting for a day, because I'm, getting slim, I'm down to my slim pickings, and I'm rationing food until the next paycheck hit. Listen, like, I will struggle through it. As long as I got God, and as long as my lights are on and my rent is paid and I have a roof over my head, and as long as these bills is paid. Listen, are you really broke if all your bills are paid and you are eating something? It may not be what you want to eat, but you're eating something, right? So it's been a financial strain as of recent. And like I said, it's just been raining, y'all. Anybody that's been, listening in or are watching the new segment on my YouTube channel called Wine and a Word, the first episode that I dropped, the word was faith. And I had faith for a vehicle because my starter vehicle that I had when I relocated that my mom helped me get, it lasted for about 8 months. She had a lot of miles on her. She was a blessing to probably a couple people before me, but you know, it was starting to slowly but surely deteriorate. Transmission was slipping, and the final straw was a busted radiator on the engine side. And apparently that's rare and don't happen often. And the repairs, the cost of the repairs just it surpassed the cost of the vehicle value. And it was just me and my mom just made the decision to let it go. And so I've had faith for a new car. And that happened back in September. It is now March. It has been 6 months. And I tried to get ahead of it. When I did have the funds to try to put something down towards a brand new car, but dealerships were like, okay, it's great. You came in with X amount of money to put down. Well, we need double. And that was like a gut wrenching sucker punch in the left eye socket and the right. Like, I was so upset because it seemed like my ability to scrape up savings and extra funding from other sources, like my 401k and all these other things, was enough. And to be told in that moment, this isn't enough. Like, it was raining, y'all. It was raining. It was raining. It was raining. It was raining. And then, you know, today, you know, while I'm washing my dishes, I'm putting on, you know, my gospel playlist and just trying to encourage myself and keep my head up before hopping on the mic to do this podcast episode, right? And the song came on. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. You know what song I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I immediately stopped and looked up and I was like, Lord, if there is no other way to confirm what it is I'm about to talk about today, literally, what are the chances that that song in particular come up? That playlist has, I think I have over 100 songs on that playlist. It's definitely longer than, it's like, I think it's almost 8 hours long as a playlist. If anybody's interested in the playlist, I will make it public and I will drop the link to the playlist, the gospel playlist created by me, in the description of the podcast. So in the description below. But yes, I was like, oh my goodness, like what other confirmations do I need to hop on here and to talk about the rain? The rain, right? The rain. So we done talked about how it was literally pouring down cats and dogs. And I was terrified sitting on the floor in the closet, shivering like a cold, scared chihuahua. Okay. Listening to all of the banging and booming and pounding of the wind and of just, it was terrible. It was severe. It was terrifying. Right. And I thank God, Lord, I thank you so much that I am safe. I thank you so much that my home is in one piece. I thank you so much for your protection and your provision, Father. I thank you so much because a lot of times we take life for granted. We take the little things for granted on a daily basis until storms come knocking at your door. And I mean that physically, literally, and metaphorically and theoretically. I mean it all across the board. Right. We done also talked about, you know, how it was just metaphorically raining in my life, right? It's raining at work. It's raining in my finances. It's raining over my mental and emotional state and some days my psychological state, you know, right? And even though I get on here and I talk life and love and I talk self-improvement and I talk self-help, I am still in the process myself. I am still on the journey. It's just about self awareness, right? I'm aware of self. I am aware of where I'm at. I am aware of where God is still working on me at. I am aware of how far God has taken me or has brought me along from where I was. I may not be 100% where I want to be, but I certainly thank God I'm not where I used to be, right? It was raining. It's raining, it's raining. Raining is raining. Storming is storming, right? So I just want to take a moment to ask you, where is it raining at right now in your life? Where is it raining? Where are you? Where is it raining and where are you seeking refuge? Right? Where are you seeking safety? Right? Who's covering you? Who is your umbrella when it rains? Right? When life comes knocking at your door, where are you running to? Right? Is that man your umbrella? Is pornography your umbrella? Is that drink your umbrella? Is that blunt your umbrella? Right? Is that retail therapy your umbrella? When things start to go wrong, do you shut down and just pull your wallet out and just swipe, 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 swipe? Right? Because I was guilty of it. Honestly, I was guilty of all of it. Everything I just listed, I was guilty of. Every time it started to rain, forget the rain. Every time I would feel a drizzle, I would freak out and run into the arms of something or someone else to help me get through the rain, to help shelter me from the rain, to help keep me dry. Because God forbid I get my hair a little wet. God forbid it makes my makeup run off my face. God forbid my clothes get a little damp, right? And in this season, I'm just grateful for the rain. Why am I grateful for the rain? Why am I grateful for hard moments in life that bring me fear and that trigger trauma and that bring overthinking, that bring on or edge on my anxiety? Why am I grateful for the rain, even though it's uncomfortable, even though it sucks? Let's be honest, because we're just human beings and we're being honest. But at the same time, I am grateful for the rain. Why am I grateful for the rain? Because without the rain, I wouldn't grow. Without the rain, I wouldn't have any room to grow and to reap a harvest of something. I wouldn't be able to see what's on the other side of it, right? If it wasn't for the rain, I'd just be dry. I'd be dry, dehydrated, thirsty. Let's be real. Without the rain, I'd be thirsty. Thirsty for everything. Desperate for an ounce of moisture, like for an ounce, for a drop of moisture, a morsel, something, right? I'd be on fire. Let's take it there. Without the rain, I'd be on fire. Let's take a moment to go into that a little bit more, right? Prayers going out for everybody that was affected by the California fires, right? It's all this dry heat and wind and that's an equation for disaster. You know, hearing about everything that went on in LA, things just burning up, acres, hundreds of thousands of acres everywhere, like just burning the hell up. You know what I mean? Like it was so sad to see, and my heart really goes out. My heart really goes out. You know, I can only imagine. The people over there were probably praying for some rain while we over here complaining about our rain. There are other parts of the world. There are people in other places that would die. Literally, they're dying because they didn't get any. Right? I'm grateful for the rain. And a lot of times we feel like we're stuck. And we're stuck and we can't seem to get out of wherever it is that we're at. Might I provide you with another perspective. Baby, we're not stuck. We're planted. Yes. Yes. We're planted, right? We are seeds. What is a seed? Let's take it a step further. We are seeds. When I think of seed, I think of offspring, right? When you think about it from a very human perspective, what do we call our children? They are our seed, right? And it takes two to create seed, doesn't it? Takes, you know, let's go back to, you know, the birds and the bees talk. It takes, you know, a woman and a man, you know, an egg and a sperm. Okay. And what does it produce? It produces seed. A man's seed and a woman's egg produces offspring, produces life, right? Seed. And when you think about it from the perspective of nature, right? It's the same thing. You know, different plants, flowers, fruits, vegetables, what do they have? Seeds. Well, vegetables don't have seeds, do they? I'm not gonna get too technical. I think that's what makes a fruit, isn't it? If it has a seed, it's considered to be a fruit, which is why we consider cucumbers to be fruits, technically melons, because they have seeds, right? And same thing when it comes to like different squashes, like pumpkins. I guess pumpkin is more of a melon, isn't it? Okay, I'm getting off topic, y'all. We talking about seeds, okay? Seeds. Let me get back on track. Let me get back on track here. Yes, seeds, right? They are able to reproduce. A plant is planted. It gets it's able to leave behind seeds or to produce seeds that are able to get left behind, and those seeds are loose, right? Then they find a place to get planted eventually, and it becomes another thing, right? Same thing with humans. A seed gets planted and it becomes a human. And what do? We release this human. We raise them to the best of our ability, and instill into them what we certainly can, and hopes that they'll turn out to be well nourished in life, in their heart, in their spirit, in their soul, and to be a positive contribution to society and to be of service to the world around them, right? And we let them go. They leave the nest. We release them. And then what do? You know, they continue on if they so choose to be parents. They create another seed, another human. Right. And where am I? Let me tie it all together. Let me tie it all in, because I'm going on and on and on and on. We are seeds. We are seeds. We are God's seed. We were made in God's image. Right. We are walking, talking seeds. And what happens? It's like I said, it takes two to create a seed. Right. We have free will and we are of our own doing. But when we submit under God's provision and under God's command, and just under, when we submit under the hand of God, God is a part of that equation, right? And we find ourselves in seasons where we are planted in one spot. Sometimes that looks like one spot, and sometimes God will be like, oh, there's not that much sunshine over here, there's more sunshine over there, let me dig you up and let me put you over here. Now you may have just gotten comfortable where you were just at, You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. God, what you doing? Why are you uprooting me, God? Why are you putting me someplace where I don't know nobody, God? I don't have any support here. I don't know this area. I don't have a job here. I don't know why you're calling me here. Why did you put me here, God? That was me back in October 2023 when I moved to North Carolina. Listen. Why did you uproot me, God, and put me here? I mean, in my instance, I was glad to be uprooted because it was just ghetto. It was so, listen, the DMV will always be home and the DMV will always have my heart, but I had to get up out of there with the quickness, God. Uproot me, God. Put me someplace where there's less foot traffic, because if I'm a seed and I'm a plant, God, I'm getting stepped on all over, spit on, and cigarette butts and blunt roaches just thrown all on me, God. The pollution, God, I can't breathe. God, uproot me, God. Please uproot me. So thank you for that, because, you know, I was uprooted. But in other areas of life, you know, we may feel stagnant. We may feel like we're not moving anywhere. And the reason being is, you know, God may see that there's sunshine someplace else to help you grow, to activate your inner photosynthesis, right? But in some cases, you are in a drought, baby. You need to get rained on. You need to get rained on. You know, you're still in your seedling era, right? You're still in a state of being a seedling. You're not blooming. There's some, then the soil is dry. The soil hasn't had enough precipitation to activate some growth, to activate the nutrients so that you can suck it all up and take in all the good, all the goodness of being where you're at, right? Like, sometimes God leaves you where you're at because he knows the rain is on the way. He needs to make it rain on you. And it's not going to feel good, babe. It's not at first. It's not going to feel good. But after it rains, after your soil has had time to moisten up and to, you know, wiggle down, you can kind of wiggle your roots a little bit, wiggle your toes. You can kind of stretch a little bit further. You can kind of reach a little higher. You can kind of feel things blooming and branching off of you that's starting to bear fruit and bear goodness. And now you're feeling alleviated. Now you finally sprouted from under the soil, and now you are in the atmosphere now. Now you can feel the rays of the sunshine. I don't know who this is for, but I know I needed this message to myself today, because it's been raining on me. It's been raining in my life. It's been raining at my job. It's been raining in my finances. It's been raining in my mind. It's been raining in my heart. It's been raining on my psyche. It's been raining. But guess what? It's not going to rain forever. It's temporary. So that your roots can grow stronger, so that you can grow taller, right? We need seasons of rain, because why? What did they say? April showers bring May flowers, right? Right? What happens after it storms, after the storm comes and goes? A lot of times there's a rainbow. And what does the rainbow symbolize? If you know, you know. It's God's promise that he wouldn't flood the earth again, right? So even though it's raining, baby, guess what? It's rain, but it's not a flood. Rain nourishes. Flooding washes the soil away. It washes you out, right? Feels like you would surely die if it was flooding, but baby, it's just rain, right? So I will close by saying this. Even when you're going through your moments of rain, it could be substantial downpour right now in your life in some areas. Baby, hold on. Use it. Use what you're going through right now in this stormy season to nourish you, to help build you, to help make you stronger, persevere, and push through it. Because when it's done raining, you're going to absorb all of the nutrients, right? You're going to absorb all of that. It's going to make you so powerful in all the right ways. It just depends on how you look at it. It's your perspective, right? Let it make you strong. We're all going to learn how to dance in the rain. We're not going to be miserable in the rain anymore. Because without it, we would surely die, right? We need the hydration. We need that. And it's going to be okay. We're going to get through it, right? We're going to get through it. I thank you guys so much for sitting here with me through another episode and us continuing to learn and grow and glow together, right? I love y'all so much. I love being here with you so much. I look forward to every week that I get to speak with you all and definitely keep tabs on your girl. Connect with me. I would love to connect with you. We are a community. I'm trying to build a community here. And you don't have to be perfect. She, I ain't by a long shot. All I do is aim to be a better version of myself each day than I was the day before. That's all I can do. And I understand that I'm going to fall. And it's not about how you fall. It's about how you get back up. It's not about how you started. How your story starts is about how you finish. It's about how you decide to go about it, right? The community is here. The door is open. Connect with me so I can connect with you. Let's do it. We're here to be of service to each other, you know? You are loved beyond measure. I see you. This may be an audible podcast, but baby, I see you. I see you and I hear you and I love you. God sees you. God hears you. God loves you. You are so loved. I don't know why I feel the need to say this right now, but wherever you feel like you are lacking, baby, you are abundant. I speak abundance over it right now. I speak healing over it right now. You are loved beyond measure. So much so. But yeah, connect with your girl. I am on Instagram. I am on YouTube. I am on TikTok. The handle is at I am Jazzy. IAMJAZZSIE. If you feel ready to embark on your self-help journey as well, your journey through healing, your journey through becoming more enlightened, learning what it means to love yourself fully and to learn to love others again and to open yourself back up again in that way, your heart, your mind, your soul, and what it means to persevere and to push, right? I'll drop the link to the book in the bio, or the description of the podcast here below. Just helping myself. Grab the workbook, the help book workbook, so we can start your journey together. Okay. But much love, much peace, much blessings. It's always a pleasure. And I'll catch y'all again next week. Love you guys. Bye. Just a human thing, yeah. Just a human thing, just a human thing, yeah. Just a human thing, yeah. Just